It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, September 23rd, 2014. Today is the birthday of American journalist Walter Lippmann, born in New York City in 1889. He is famous for being among the first to introduce the concept of the Cold War to describe the tension between the communist world and the West in the years following World War II. He is also credited with coining the term stereotype, as we currently use it, and critiquing the media and our democracy in his newspaper column and several books, beginning in the early 1920s. Lippmann won two Pulitzer Prizes, one for his syndicated newspaper column Today and Tomorrow, and one for his 1961 interview with Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev. He was a brilliant student at Harvard, earning his degree in 3 years. Fluent in French and German, he was commissioned a captain in World War I, and was assigned to the staff of Colonel Edward House, a key advisor to President Woodrow Wilson. This gave Lippmann access to Wilson as well, and he assisted the president in drafting his 14-point speech, an idealistic plan for securing peace in the post-war world. Lippmann was an unofficial advisor to several U.S. presidents, including Lyndon Johnson, who awarded him the Medal of Freedom. Later, the two would quarrel over Johnson's handling of the Vietnam War, which Lippmann bitterly opposed. Always candid, if not blunt, and frequently controversial for what some called his excessive liberalism, Lippmann was nevertheless respected for his wisdom, perception, and the high sense of responsibility with which he commented for many years on national and international affairs. Here are some samples of his insight, wrapped in his ready wit. When all think alike, no one thinks very much. It requires wisdom to understand wisdom. The music is nothing if the audience is deaf. The essence of freedom of opinion is not in mere toleration, but in the debate which toleration provides. It is not in the venting of one's own opinion, but in the confrontation of another's. And perhaps best of all is this thought, which still applies today and should be taken to heart by our leaders. The opposition is indispensable. A good statesman, like any other sensible human being, always learns more from his opposition than from his fervent supporters. Walter Lippmann retired in 1967 and died in his native New York City on December 14, 1974, at the age of 85. In death, he was praised by leaders in business and government throughout the world, but the highest tributes came from his fellow journalists, such as James Reston, Washington columnist and vice president of the New York Times, who had this to say. More than any other journalist of the 20th century, his thought and writings endure. In this sense, the news of his death is wrong. His thought is very much alive. The essential introduction to Walter Lippmann is his book Public Opinion, first published in New York by Harcourt Brace in 1922. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 23rd, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.